I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we welcome, for the first time to the studio today, a group that is, the core of it is a brother-sister duo, Eric and Rachel Sear. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Eric, do you want to do the honors and introduce the rest of the band that you have here
yes.
with you?
My sister Rachel, singing vocals. She's not singing the bass part. Jen Crusoe playing bass, and then Sten Diginsky playing drums.
Well, welcome everybody. And I managed to somehow miss the release shows for your new CD.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to get you in time for that, but you do have a show tomorrow night, right?
We do. Rachel and I will be up at Yellow Bike Coffee in Hermantown at 7 p.m.
Okay. And I'm intrigued by that because I have only recently heard of them starting to do shows. Do you know if that's fairly new for them? Or
I don't know. I think it's somewhat new. They do it on Thursday nights, I know.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's the only day of the week that they do, as far as I know.
Yeah, and I've stopped in there when I had business up that way. Very nice place. So, all right. Well, what would you like to? And what time is that show tomorrow?
7.
7 o'clock. Oh, yep. You probably already said that.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's get started with a song, and then we'll have you get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat about the album. What do you want to get started with here?
All right. Good. We'll play Something Beautiful. It's the first track on the album.
Footfall that keeps hitting the ground. And my hands, they keep fiddling, mindlessly whittling away all the wood they can get their long fingers on, desperate to form something worthy of someone at all. Oh, and my heart, it is pounding and echoing inside of my head as it hopes it will beat out a rhythm worth living to, listening to, breathing to, dreaming to, anything worthy, anything more. Still babbling, fruitlessly prattling, a shower of sentences, a windfall of words that it prays can communicate something instead of betraying its idiot mind. And my eyes always watching the wrong intersection of lives that are lived, and that surely could give me a picture of life that is one that's worth living instead of worth wasting away. When my heart it is pounding and echoing inside of my head as it hopes it will beat out a rhythm worth living to, listening to, breathing to, dreaming to, anything worthy. More than itself. If my heart gets carried away, and my mind gets carried away, and my heart gets carried away, and my mind it's carried away, and I lose myself in the rhythm guiding the music in my mind, and I lose myself in the rhythm guiding the music in my heart. Just lose yourself in the rhythm. Sending messages, telling my mind that it knows what it's doing. It's made for this purpose. It has its own wisdom as well. But my mind is stay skeptical. How can it trust such a muscle as that one? How can it have wisdom? It doesn't have reason to guide any more than a blind shepherd tending the blind. My heart is pounding, echoing inside of my head as hopes it will beat out a rhythm worth living to, listening to, breathing to, dreaming to.
anything worthy of anything more than a trite imitation. Melodies ever repeating themselves as they're spiraling downward amongst all the noise that is constantly pulling the song in our hearts. Would you rise to the heavens, cry hallelujah and glory to God. Oh my God, won't you take it, make something beautiful now.
That is Seer live from Studio A, and the tune that opens up their new album, Calloused. That was Something Beautiful. Well, welcome. And so this group is about 4 years old, is that right?
In some iteration, yeah.
Yeah.
We've been playing off and on. We played some shows with Jen like 4 years ago, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a hiatus, and then we came back.
Well, you and Rachel are siblings, so how long have you been?
Yeah, so we've been siblings for about 26 years. However old Rachel.
And how long have you been performing music together? And where did it start? Was it just, is your family musical?
Yeah, so we both started playing instruments in band when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing trombone in fifth grade. She started French horn in fifth grade, I think. So it's been, we were in bands together in school and various different things and playing different kinds of music together, and then just singing songs for fun together. And then when I started writing more songs and performing more, I had her come along and sing to make it sound better.
And Rachel, it sounds like you're the shyer member of the band
or member
of the sibling duo here. So was that tough for you to do this in public?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot easier as we've gone on, but definitely at first I mostly just did it because it's my brother and that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Has it gotten easier and more fun as you've done it more?
It has, mm-hmm. Yeah. The more you do it, I guess, the less stressful it is. So it is fun. I love music, so it's mm-hmm. fun to do it and do it with Eric. And it's a fun way to spend time together.
And do your brass skills for either of you ever come back into the mix?
I did. I played trombone on one of the songs on the album.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So I did a little bit of that. But we also play in Twin Ports Wind Orchestra. Locally, just recreationally.
Oh, you do? That's fun.
I play in the Owls Club Big Band. I play trombone, and we just play some Christmas carols sometimes. At Yellow Bike tomorrow, we'll probably bring our horns
maybe
and play a few Christmas tunes in the middle, just for fun.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, so this album has been out just for a month or so.
Yep.
And it's your first one, so it's probably been like years in the making as far as percolating in your head. And Eric, you're the songwriter. These are your songs
yep.
that are out there. So have they been around for a while?
Yeah. The newest song on there was actually Calloused, the title song. But the older ones, one of them, like the last song on it, Don't Trust the Boogeyman, I wrote a version that got updated, but I wrote it in college like 9 years ago maybe. So they span a pretty long range of time that I was writing songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the nice thing about a first album is there's usually like a nice big
right.
batch of songs
yep.
to choose from. And the only time I'd ever seen you perform before was, I think, on the trolley for Homegrown.
Yes, we were on the trolley last year, Rachel and I, sliding around
on the back
seat.
And forth.
Yeah, so it was just the two of you,
yeah.
you know, pretty low key.
Right.
I think your fan base was there, including a baby.
Yes, that was my son who... The song Calloused was written for him.
Oh, nice.
It's a dedication to him. We'll play that song later.
Oh, great. Well, I'll ask you more about it later then.
All right. Yeah.
But so my first impression of you was something very stripped down.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I got the album, and there's all sorts of keyboards on here and all sorts of stuff going on. And so that was kind of a fun thing. So tell me about putting the album together and some of the people that you have playing
mm-hmm.
on here.
Yeah, so I've all the songs I wrote acoustically, just me playing or with Rachel, but I always, at least, I don't know if most people like this or not, but I had like visions of, oh, this is what would sound really cool in the song if only I had all these different people to do it. And so it was really fun to be able to pick songs where I had a vision of what I wanted it to sound like, that would fill it out a lot more. Like one of the songs, In Love Again, that was like, definitely wrote it as like a swing jazz kind of feel that just me playing acoustic guitar doesn't really capture very well. But to have really good musicians. So on the Sten played on the album, did drums, and then I had Keith Yanez, who I was in college here at UMD. We played together in different jazz groups. He lives down in the cities now and plays with a bunch of people down there. But he came up to record with me, and then Peter Brown, who also graduated from the music program here at UMD last year, came in and did different keyboard stuff. And I think I hope it was fun for him, but he played a few different keyboards that keys that he hadn't played before. So like the Hammond organ, he said he hadn't played before. So like tracking those two songs that he played was like the first time he played an actual Hammond and not just a keyboard set on a Hammond setting. So it was really fun to put it together and to have great musicians who you can just say, here's some music and an instrument you haven't really played before, and let's record it. Mm-hmm. And they did an awesome job, so it was really fun.
Yeah, and it kind of adds some variety to the album. You do have, you know, songs that are a little jazzier, and then some that are more, you know, like what you just did. Mm-hmm. And so a little variety on there. That's kind of fun. Well, what do you want to do next?
We're going to play another older-ish song called Autumn Waltz. I wrote when I was living in Central America for a while, and in the autumn, I really missed autumn, so I wrote this song about it.
Deciduous evergreen canopy over me makes me regret my decisions in life. Now I see colors mean something quite interesting, even more than I gave them credit for before. Caramel, apples and mugs full of cider, crisp days and crisp leaves but still warm from the sun. Garrison Keeler, as I'm waiting to meet her, tells me the news from Lake Wobegon. The autumn of life are the best seeds, they say, and I think that it's true of the seasons as well. So enjoy it right now for me, soak it up, and I'll be joining you soon for an autumn again. One, two, three, follow me as we glide easily. The soft overtures you can hear on the breeze. Meted by the swaying of half-naked maple trees, the crushing of leaves shuffling under our feet. We waltz through the woods with the leaves tumbling around us as the breeze bites our nose if you say. Stop here and look at the colors around us. God pulled out his paintbrush today. The autumn of life are the best years, they say, and I think that it's true of the seasons as well. So enjoy it right now for me, soak it up, and I'll be joining you soon for an autumn again. As we sit in the leaves, we start to reminisce about Octobers that passed years ago. The pies that we baked and the forts we would make, crawl inside and do nothing at all. We wander back home with a waltz in our souls. It's a dance that the leaves have inspired. For the passing, you're going to be late. It's time to let you go after all. The autumn of life are the best years, they say, and I think that it's true of the seasons as well. So enjoy it right now for me, soak it up, and I'll be joining you soon for an autumn again.
hand as I let go your hand. It doesn't mean much to me. But colors must change and they won't stay the same. An evergreen in autumn feels false. The autumn of my life are the best years, they say, and I think that it's true of the seasons as well. So enjoy it right now for me, soak it up, and I'll be joining you soon for an autumn again. Autumn.
That's Seer live from Studio A, and I like that story behind that song. So where were you in Central America, you said?
Yeah, I was teaching in Belize for 2 years after I graduated from college.
Oh, so you missed a couple of autumns in there.
A couple of autumns, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have a chance to check out any music while you were there?
A little bit. They have there's some Garifuna music that is like coastal, native to that area. That's kind of cool. Caribbean sound that's got its own flavor. And sometimes it's like a language as well that's not a very common language, but a lot of the music is sung still in Garifuna, which is kind of cool, cultural to that area.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And did you play, did you bring a guitar along?
I did. I brought my guitar, and actually that's where I started writing a lot more songs than what I was writing before that. And I would say better songs as well. So I wrote some in high school, and I just found like a folder with my oldest songs. I was like, man, these are some bad lyrics. But then in college, some more, and then a lot more when I was in Belize, and then when I came back too.
Was it just because you were maybe didn't have as many friends around, or Like, did you have more time?
Yeah, I definitely had more time to just sit and do it, and yeah, I don't know why else. I had some time in college that I did write songs, but songs just came a lot more easily for me there for whatever reason. And
interesting.
I started writing a lot more. Yeah.
Cool. So you did this one at Sacred Heart, and you recorded with Tom Fabjance, it looks like.
Yes.
So tell me about that experience.
It was really cool. It was August, like the first week of August, and it went a lot easier than I was expecting. But I think it was because the musicians who came to play with me were just so good and prepared that we recorded most of the things did just live takes. There wasn't a lot that was tracked in afterwards. A couple of the keyboard parts and the trombone part and like the backup vocal. But most of it was live. We did a few takes and we took the best one. So it was really fun for me, hopefully for the rest of the people as well.
Was it your first recording experience?
So I'd actually done a little bit of recording in a studio when I was in Belize, actually. But it wasn't. It was kind of rushed and didn't go great. And I don't know. It was a different experience. So this was a definitely better experience.
Mm-hmm. And what did Tom bring to the table as a producer?
He was great. I just said, I want my guitar to sound like this. Can you give me an amp that will help? And he just set things up. So he was really good in that if I had any questions or I wanted his feedback, he gave it really easily. But he wasn't like, yeah, that was pretty bad. And, he wasn't trying to control anything or trying to influence me, really. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was just like, yeah, let's help make your project happen. And so that was really nice.
Well, it's nice to have somebody that can help you get what you're envisioning.
Yeah, exactly.
And get it on tape there. Tape. I don't know if that's what we use anymore. But
yeah.
Well, very cool. And so you said you were going to play Callous. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Yeah. I wrote it a while ago. In the last spring, I guess. Yeah, last spring. For my son, who is now just over a year. There's a band. Do you know the band The Lone Bellow? Have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lone Bellow, one of my favorite bands. And they have a really great song on their newest album called May You Be Well. That was Zach Williams wrote and dedicated to his daughters. I was like, this is just such a beautiful song. I want to try to write a song for my son. And so that was a song that I wrote.
Oh, nice. I'm not a parent myself. So I, everybody talks about how life-changing that is. And so what did that do for you in relation to your music? How is that having kids Does that change anything about how you approach music, or other than wanting to write songs for them?
Not a terribly much, I guess. It affects, like, my wife has to be very patient and supportive for me to be able to go out and play shows, and her to be left at home with, I have two kids now, so with the two babies, they're very young, and she's left home alone during bedtime sometimes. So it takes her being very supportive, which has been really nice. My daughter doesn't seem too interested yet. She's only, like, just over 3 months. But my son, I played trombone when he was, like, 3 months old, and I was shocked at how, like, he was just loving it. He was smiling and laughing, and still, he just loves music. I was practicing some songs last night, and Something Beautiful, when I play that song, he loses his mind and just, like, banging his head and, like, thrusting his body and going crazy. So he's, I got to keep playing for him because he's my biggest fan now.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's great. You need that encouragement, you know? Hey, I'm on the right track. The kid loves it. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
Great. We'll play Callus, the song that I wrote for him, as my last song.
All right. We'll let you get tuned here, and I'll just mention again that Seer is playing tomorrow night at Yellow Bike Coffee in Hermantown, and that is at 7 o'clock. And they'll be playing tunes from that new album, Calloused, and then some holiday tunes on brass, perhaps, as well. Who knows? Be a nice surprise.
For you, said I live and I die.
That is here live from Studio A in a tune called Calloused, actually the title song from the album. And, you know, in listening, I was just looking at track number three. In listening to the album and the lyrics and stuff, one thing about you, Eric, is you're a little bit quirky, I think. Is that fair enough?
Yes, that's what Tom told me in the studio.
You have a song called Stephen's Song, Uncircumcised Heart.
Yeah.
And then there's one, and then there's a fun one that is Will You Love Me, and you're talking about when all these horrible, normal things that happen to people, you know, and how you're going to file their bunions or whatever. I enjoyed that one. It was kind of funny. So is that one that's been around for a while, or where did that one come
from? Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote that. I dedicated it to my wife early in our relationship, so... Luckily, she takes it well.
It must have won her over, you know.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. You know, but those are, you know, all the things in the song are actual things that happen that people don't like to talk about normally, because we just want it to all be sunshine and roses and we all look pretty every day. But nope. anything else you want to say about the album before we let you go?
No, check it out.
And where can people find you online?
You can buy it online. Or you can get on Bandcamp, iTunes, you can listen on Spotify. You can go to my website, seer-music.com, and there's links to things there as well.
Okay, seer-music.com.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, you're playing tomorrow night at Yellow Bike Coffee in Hermantown at 7. Any other shows in the near future?
Not until February 8th, I think we're playing at Sir Ben's. And then other than that, we don't have anything set up yet.
Have you signed up for Homegrown yet?
Not yet, but after this, I gotta go sign up.
I think the deadline is the first of the year, right? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Still got time. I think last year I signed up on the last day. I was like, oh, that's today. But I'll get in early this time.
Yeah, I suspect you're not the only one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. It was great to have you all in here.
Thank you so much for having us.
That was Seer, and today's Live from Studio Ape was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from John Hino and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.